Welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a Cue Basics for drum and bass using only Ableton stock plugins. Beginner friendly, super practical, and aimed at that classic problem. You've got a kick, a snare, a sub, and a reese, and somehow they all sound huge on their own, but together the mix turns into a cloudy fight. Here's the mindset I want you to lock in right away. In D&B, EQ is not mainly about making things bright and clean. It's about making space, so the core pillars can slam without masking each other: kick, snare, sub, and bass. We're mostly using EQ8 as the main tool, Spectrum as a visual double check, Utility for mono checks and gain, and optionally auto filter if you want quick cuts or movement. But today, EQ8 is the hero. By the end, you'll have a clean core setup, kick shape to hit, snare shape to speak, hats and brakes cleaned up so they don't add fog, sub kept simple and monostable, and the reese high passed so it stops eating the low end. Then we'll do tiny bus EQ moves, and I'll show you how to automate EQ so the drop feels bigger without just turning the whole song up. Alright, step 0. Session setup. Fast, but important. First, group your drums. Select your kick, snare, hats, break, percussion, and group them into one group called drums. Then group your bass elements into a bass group, sub, mid-bass, or a reese, bass FX, whatever you've got. Now go to the master. Drop a utility on the master. Turn mono on briefly while you're working the low end. Not forever, just while you're making low-end decisions. D&B gets played in clubs, and clubs are basically a mono compatibility test with a massive subsystem. If your low-end falls apart in mono, it will not feel good on a big rig. After utility on the master, add spectrum. Set block size to 4096 for a smoother low-end read, and set the averaging to medium. Quick warning: don't mix with your eyes, but to use spectrum to confirm what you're hearing, and to catch obvious stuff like why is there a mountain at 300 hc, or why is there sub energy at 18 hc that I can't even hear. Now we go track by track, but with one rule. The workflow is: solo briefly, identify, cut or boost, compare, then check in context, and gain match. If you skip the check in context step, you will make a mix that sounds amazing in solo and terrible as a track. Step 1. Kick EQ. Make it hit without swallowing the mix. On your kick track, drop EQ8. Let's talk about typical D&B kick zones. Around 40 to 70 hc is weight, depending on the kick tuning. Around 100 to 200 is thump and boom, and very often too much. Around 2 to 5k is click and attack, which helps it speak through busy bass. Here are great starting moves. First, high pass the kick. Usually no, not in D&B. A lot of beginners high pass everything out of habit, and then wonder why the drop has no authority. But if your kick has useless sub rumble below the audible range, you can do a gentle cleanup. So in EQ8, make band 1 a low cut at about 25 to 30 hz, 12 dB per octave. Not crazy steep. You're not trying to remove the kick's power. You're just removing an audible rumble that eats headroom. Next, reduce mud or boom if it's masking the bass. Put a bell around 140 hc, hue about 1.2, and pull down maybe 2 to 5 dB. Small move, big result. If you're not sure, do this: bypass EQ8 on and off while the whole mix is playing. If the kick suddenly sounds tighter and the bass becomes clearer, you're in the right zone. Then, add attack if the kick disappears under the bass. Bell around 3.2 hc, hue about 1. Boost 1 to 3 dB. Again, small, a little attack goes a long way. Teacher tip. Game match. Seriously. Every time you EQ, you're changing level. Louder almost always feels better, even when it's worse. Use EQ8's output gain, or add a utility after it, and level match so your EQ on and EQ off are the same loudness. Then you can trust your decision. Step 2. Snare EQ. Buy. Crack. Remove box. On the snare track, insert EQ8. Common snare zones. Around 180 to 250 hc is body. Around 400 to 800 is boxy, cardboard territory. Around 2 to 4k is crack. Around 7 to 10k is air, but it can turn harsh fast, especially in D&B where hats and brakes already live up there. Start with a high pass. Most snares don't need low-end rumble, especially if you're layering with a break. Set a low cut around 90 to 120 HE. Slope 12 to 24 dB per octave depending on how messy it is. If you go super steep, just be aware you can make the snare feel smaller. So don't do it out of habit, do it because you hear junk you want gone. Next, remove boxiness. Bell around 550 HE. Hue around 1.4. Cut 2 to 6 dB. If your snare suddenly sounds more forward without being louder, that's the move working. Then add crack if you need it, bell around 3 kHz, Q around 1, boost 1 to 4 dB, and optionally, if your whole mix is dull and the hats aren't already bright, add a gentle high shelf around 8.5 kHz, plus 1 to 2 dB. But be careful here, brightness is addictive. Fatigue is real. Extra coach note, before you EQ a snare because it vanishes, check the fader. Sometimes the snare is just too quiet. EQ solves tone collisions. Fader solve balance. Step 3. Hats and tops EQ. Clean, controlled brightness. On closed hats, rides, shakers, top loops, whatever lives up top, clarity matters but harshness will ruin your track over long listening. At EQ 8. First move. High pass aggressively. Tops don't need low end. For pure hats, set a low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If it's a full break loop, be gentler, maybe 120 to 200 Hz, 12 dB per octave, because that loop may contain important mid information you still want. Second move, tame harshness, usually somewhere around 6 to 10k. Try a bell around 7.5 kHz, hue about 2, and cut 1 to 4 dB. And here's a really useful method. While the track is playing, sweep the frequency until that fizzy sandpaper calms down. Then stop. Don't keep sweeping to find the worst possible sound. Find the spot that actually bothers you in context. Optional. If it's dull after cleaning, add a tiny high shelf around 10 kHz, plus 1 dB. Tiny. This audio version is shortened for playback.